Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Then stab
this way, stab that way. I mean, if you're not stabbing this way, what are you doing?
I cannot wait to see him perform on Sunday. Oh, I'm so excited.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 41 for the high today. Punxsutawney Phil has made his prediction. 6 more weeks of winter, you guys. I'm so sorry. The famous groundhog saw his shadow yesterday morning, and his handlers announced to a large crowd gathered for the occasion at Gobbler's Knob in Pennsylvania.
Not Gobbler's Knob.
It blows my mind that...
Sounds like a dirty website.
It just blows my mind that these people still get away with calling this park Gobbler's Knob, but... Anyways.
I can't believe these people still get away with ripping this poor, innocent animal out of his bed and being like, tell us what's going on. Like, if anyone did that to me, I would actually curb stomp them.
Phil knows what's up. Yeah, Phil knows what's up. All right, don't feel too bad for him. He signed up for this.
So, with that being said, Moose texted me yesterday in a hot panic and was like, today's Groundhog's Day and we can't celebrate on air. I'm like, okay. He's like, it's my favorite holiday. I'm like, okay. He's like, we have to do something. I'm like, okay, I'll pull something together.
What did we do last year?
We did like trivia and you got like all of them right.
Yeah, I got 100% score.
It like kind of gave me the ick a little bit. I was like, oh, cool.
Why?
It's like when a guy's like good at bowling. It's like, no one should be good at bowling. Anyways. So he's like panicking. He's like, we need to celebrate. Like, it's wasted if we don't. I'm like, okay, I'll put something together. So I started thinking like, what can I do? What can I do? That's like not basic trivia.
Yeah.
And before you came back, we used to do this thing called Fake News Friday when, you know, Trump was in office, and then we took it away because Trump was out of office. Now Trump's back in office. So I was like, let's do fake news.
Right.
So how this works is I'm going to read you 5 different headlines.
Okay.
Some of them are fake, some of them are real, and you have to find out, or you have to declare which one's fake and which one's real. And I'm going to go line by line, and you tell me.
Okay, easy enough.
All right.
All right, let's get right into it.
Let's do it.
It's all fake news.
It's fake news.
It's all fake news.
It's all fake news. All right, here we go. Moose, according to Vice, a source says that Punxsutawney Phil's ex-wife Phyllis now lives in the Villages just outside of Orlando, Florida, and claims that Phil is a compulsive liar.
Well, I have seen this headline.
Yeah.
I don't know how true it is, but I'm going to say fake on this one.
It's fake news.
It's fake news, yes. But we do love Phyllis.
Give us the drop. Give us the fake news drop.
Oh, we need the fake news.
We do.
Okay.
We do.
I'm so sorry. Here
it's,
we go.
It's your first time playing. It's all right. Perfect.
Okay, we got it. All right.
All right.
Here we go.
All right, we'll go on to the next one. Perfect. Thank you so much. Just have that ready for me. Thank you so much. All right, Punxsutawney Phil predicts 6 more weeks of winter after waking up and seeing his shadow on Groundhog's Day of 2025, according to ABC News.
That is correct.
That is real.
It's all fake news.
It's not, though. This one's real.
All right. We'll try again next time. All right. According to Fox News, as of February 2nd, 2025, President Donald Trump has made Punxsutawney Phil the head of National Weather Services.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's fake news.
Fake news it is.
It's all fake news.
Right.
All right. 3 for 3. I'm loving this game.
Okay. According to studies by the National Climate Data Center and the Canadian Weather Services, they have yielded a dismissal rate of around 80% for Punxsutawney Phil, while Staten Island Chuck, on the other hand, has reported an accurate almost 90% of the time.
You know what? So the first one is 80%. And where is this located?
This is Punxsutawney Phil.
Right. In Pennsylvania, though.
Yeah, he has an 80% success rate of his predictions.
And then,
Staten Island Chuck, on the other hand, has 90%.
I'm going to go with that is true.
I'm so sorry. That's fake.
Oh, no.
Punxsutawney Phil only has 50%, while Staten Island Chuck has 80%.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
That's so tough. All right. Groundhog's health is always top of mind. And according to History.com, a groundhog spends their winter hibernating in their burrow and significantly reduces their metabolic rate and body temperature. By February, they can lose up to as much as half of their body weight.
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah.
Body goals, honestly.
Yeah, honestly.
Get me on the groundhog diet.
They're really just strict, yeah, when it comes to their diet, too.
Yeah, get me on that. So, no Ozempic for those groundhogs. I love it. No, I'm obsessed. So, you only got one wrong out of five. So,
right.
4 out of 5 is pretty good.
That's what's up, pretty because I good. Love Groundhog's Day. Listen, I've been telling Danger this since we started the show, if we can go broadcast live from Gobbler's Knob.
Yeah.
And he goes, no. It's like, well, I'm going to have to do it on my own then. This is a tradition I've been celebrating for years. And I think one of the reasons I love it so much is because nobody else celebrates Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
Punxsutawney Phil deserves all the credit in the world. He's been doing this for a very long time. And really, the way I celebrated yesterday was I get up early, I make coffee, and then I just put Groundhog's Day on repeat.
And then he goes back to bed, he gets up early, he makes coffee, and then he goes back to bed and gets all day.
He
lives it all day. This person says, Gobbler Knob will be Breezy's cell block name when she goes to prison. Perfect. So, thank you so much.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. On Saturday at around 2:30 in the afternoon, Greece police officers tried to stop two stolen Hyundais driving in tandem on Dewey Avenue. I don't know what was going on in Greece this weekend, but
it's not great.
It was eventful. Both cars drove away going down Surrey Road, where one of the stolen cars lost control, drove off the road, and then the second stolen Hyundai then hit the first one. After the crash, the three teens in the car, they panicked, they got out, ran on foot, and then police were able to arrest the suspects, who were, by the way, all 16 years of age.
Right.
I don't think that's shocking at this point. They were charged with criminal possession of stolen property and unauthorized use of a vehicle. The suspects were released to their guardians with appearance tickets, but the police say this is another case that highlights the effective use of LPR, license plate reading technology, combined with strong teamwork by officers. And we talked to Sarah Wesley this morning on the show, who's a criminal defense attorney here in Rochester.
Very knowledgeable woman. Very knowledgeable.
I love her. I love when she comes on. She sheds a lot of light on the new laws and the things that are going on in the city.
Yeah.
There was a press conference this past weekend with Mayor Evans, people in public safety that talked about some of the new laws they're trying to implement when it comes to car theft. Usually, like a couple months ago, I got forwarded to 311.
Right.
When you call 911. Now they're actually going to start sending out police, they say, to the location of where your car was either vandalized or the theft
took place. The scene of the crime.
The scene of the crime. But then you did a story early this morning where they found a house in Greece that was loaded with, I don't know, 170K worth of cash.
AK-47, pounds and pounds of cocaine and fentanyl. So it's not great.
I miss those Grease parties. You know what I mean? I do miss them. Jamie from Irondequoit lost it on her mom over the weekend. Now she feels guilty. But she says there's no rules when her kids go to grandma's. And she says that's becoming a huge issue because now when her kids get home, they expect the same lifestyle, the same privileges, and the same treatment at home. Right. And Jamie says absolutely not. Her mom is making it that much harder. She's looking for some advice on this one today. We're going to read you her message she sent us for Parental Confidential and hear from you guys coming up next on PXY.
Just when you think you've got life figured out, You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Jamie wrote in over the weekend and says, I lost it on my mom for constantly bending the rules with my kids. And now I have some regrets about that. I'm very interested on this segment today to see how many people are going to agree with Jamie.
Yeah.
But to take a listen to the message, because she wrote in and says, I'm hesitant to have you air this, but if you can just call me Jamie, I think that would make me more comfortable. I had an anger outburst on Friday, totally lost it with my mom. And I feel terrible about it now, but I feel like I had a right to be mad. I know the way I handled it and lost control was certainly not the best. I got upset because every time my children want to stay with her, I know there are absolutely no rules at her home. Literally, my children can do everything and anything they want, and she will always bend to all of their requests, whether I tell her not to or not. For example, if they are hungry, she will literally go to 3 different drive-thrus to get them each different food.
Come on.
If that is what they wish. I appreciate the love she has for them, but I don't always agree with the way she shows it. Yesterday, I was going to pick them up from her her house, and I asked her to tell them to be ready for when I arrived. I get to her house, and absolutely neither one of them is ready. Right off the bat, she gives me the excuse that I already know how my children are and that they didn't want to listen to her and they were too busy playing their games. I told her she needed to set limits, that she was the adult in the situation. Long story short, I crossed the line when I raised my voice and I let everyone have a piece of my mind, including my mother. And I also told my mom that if she did not put limits on my kids and was not able to control situations, that I would no longer let them go to the house whenever they asked to go. Mm. So she let my son eat cake for breakfast. And I also found out she allowed him over 8 hours of screen time on his Xbox. It doesn't help that coincidentally, every time my kids go to her house, they end up fighting between them or beating up each other or getting too rough with one another, etc. It just seems out of control. Would love parents to weigh in on this. Advise what you think is best here. How do I handle this situation with my mom when it comes to my kids?
Everyone's getting too soft. Like when this mom was growing up with her mom, who is now watching her own children, she would never do this for her.
No, of course.
Oh, you want McDonald's french fries, but a Burger King burger? Okay, we'll go to 2 different spots. What?
I don't think you can have it both ways here. If your mom is watching your kids for free, I don't think you have a right to complain. It is
that
what it is.
That is kind of true, though. That is kind of true.
585-252-9800. What
because
do you guys
she
think?
Easily could just be like, okay, you don't like it? See ya.
But she clearly needs the help.
Clearly.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know, man. I want to hear what you guys have to say. I feel like this is going to go in one direction, but I could be totally wrong.
This person says, that's what grandmas are for. My mom does the same thing with my kids, and I'm okay with it. This person says she has no right to bitch and complain when her mom is doing her a favor and treating her kids like absolute royalty. What does she want them to do? What does she want her mom to do? Treat them like crap? I don't even think it's like necessarily that. I think it's more so like just finding that balance between like a spoiled brat and not being cared for at all. It's a beautiful in between the center right there. But yes, this person is right. That's what grandmas are for. But it also sets unrealistic expectations, in my opinion, and sets them up for failure.
Yeah. Denise is texting in and says, tell your mom she's being selfish. Your kids, your rules. If she can't respect that, then simply tell her she is no longer going to be able to watch your kids. Wasn't expecting that. Kim says, sorry, but you're in the wrong here. Are you paying your mom a fair market rate to watch your children? If not, you can't micromanage her. It sounds like you lost your temper because your children were playing happily at their grandma's house. But that's what grandmas are for. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Bethany.
Hi, Bethany. Your thoughts?
So the mom is not in the wrong at all. She is totally right.
Okay, interesting. Tell us why.
She has every right to put her foot down with her mother because not only are they her children, mm-hmm. uh-huh. she got to parent her daughter the way that she wanted to parent her, and now it is her daughter's turn to parent her kids the way she wants to.
Mm-hmm.
But can we talk about the fact that nobody talks about, the grandparents are there for the grandkids, but shouldn't you still be supporting your own child as well? Like, you are still a support system for your adult child.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So if they need support and need, you know, you to watch them or for them to come hang out with you, you should still abide by their rules. The way that I have it set up, my actual mom isn't even in my daughter's life because she's a horrible person.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sure there's another word you wanted to use for that, but okay. Thank you, though.
My aunt is actually my daughter's Nana.
Okay.
So she makes sure to ask me every time, is there anything new that's going on? Like, what are your current, rules with
what are the boundaries?
Your daughter?
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
So
she's very supportive of that, and she makes sure to always remind me, I'm not just here for your daughter, I'm also here for you, which is a huge help. And I feel like people forget that. Like,
yeah, you got a point on that one, I will say. She's not going to go to 4 different drive-thrus, right, to treat your kids.
Right.
Well, maybe they will. I don't know.
And don't get me wrong, she still spoils my daughter to no end, but that's okay because she also follows my boundaries.
Right.
Right.
That's
you can still spoil someone's kids and be a grandparent and be, not their full-time parent and still have boundaries.
Bethany, this text coming in that I want to run by you because it's echoing what you're saying immensely. Grandmas are there to spoil the kids, but also need to respect mom's rules and need boundaries. It makes it harder for mom after leaving grandma's.
Oh, my gosh. They will come home terrors if they don't.
Well, that's I appreciate you. Thank you so much for weighing in. I love your angle on this one. Let me go over to another caller here. Hi, PeaksY. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. You're live. Go ahead.
Okay, so I would like to weigh on this only because a mother of four, grandmas are supposed to be fun. Yes, they're supposed to be rules within limits, but to be upset because they had more screen time or they're like fighting, they're going to be siblings. I grew up in a house with nothing but sisters. I have four kids. That's what we do. That's what they do. It's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think this like micromanaging to like be a helicopter parent and like you have to live in this military style like structure of a home. They're going to resent going home. They're going to resent their parents as they get older.
Correct.
Enjoy them while they're little. Let them be kids. Who cares? And you know what? If they want to go to 2 different restaurants for dinner, guess what? I'm going to hop in my car and go to 2 different restaurants for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it's nice just to show them that you love them and support them and whatever it is that they want. It doesn't matter if, they're arguing and fighting or they're not following 100% of the rules. It's perfectly okay.
Yeah.
They're kids.
Yeah.
That's
for
it.
Sure.
All right. Thank you, Brittany.
Thank you, Brittany.
We love the passion this morning.
Oh, yeah. You're really going for it. We love that
for
you.
Absolutely. Like I said, mother of four, I enjoy every bit of it. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, enjoy it. They're going to grow up so quick. Don't they, Brees?
They sure do. I love you, Brett. Have a good one.
Crystal says she can't be both. And last time I checked, and feel free for anyone to correct me on this one, grandmas are the hallmark of permissive. You went to grandma's house for comfort and candy and basically to be pampered. You can't expect for a grandma to be able to keep your kids in check for you. Your mom is watching 3 kids for free. The audacity to get mad about these rules is mind-blowing. That's from Crystal. This is kind of split down the middle. Let me get to one more caller here. PXY, what's your name?
Andy.
Hey, go ahead, Andy.
So here's the thing. I think it's because it's like a cycle that like your grandparents when you were a kid did it for you. And your parents got pissed off at them for doing it. And it kind of comes back full circle.
Yeah.
So I can see where everybody's coming from. But with me, I deal with a narcissistic grandmother.
Okay. Your mom or mother-in-law?
My mom.
Okay.
So when she doesn't follow our rules and she just thinks she can do whatever she wants, it's a little different. And then when she comes to our house, she thinks that she can just have whatever she wants,
Well, what are the repercussions of that?
Yeah.
So we try and get her back into our routine of what we do at home.
Does she listen, though?
So, yeah, she does. So, it takes her, an hour to adapt back to what we do. And then when she goes to another house, she goes by their rules. So it kind of messes with the kids' head.
Correct.
Okay,
correct. Yeah,
that's really what it comes down to, and that's what a lot of people here are saying. Andy, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. So as far as our friend Jamie here from Irondequoit, it sounds like there's a lot of people saying, hey, you can't have it both ways, but it also sounds like, hey, they are your kids. Mm-hmm. You got to set some boundaries with your mom. And if she doesn't like it, well, if you could afford to not,
right?
I don't know, right. Like this person, not go to grandma's anymore.
This person actually writes a pretty good rule of thumb. My mom does this, and I taught this to my kids as well. What happens at grandma's stays at grandma's. They understand they will not be getting that same treatment at home because it is different.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it too. Hit the hammer on this one.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. Sure,
it's a passion topic for most people.
Clearly. And I understand that. I see like when my niece and nephews come over to my mom's house.
Right.
My mom, as a grandmother, spoils them. But my mom never crosses any boundaries with my sister-in-law.
Right.
She understands. And she'll be open as far as communication. Hey, what can they have? What can they not? I'm learning so much.
Yeah, we both are. We both very much.
Thank you, guys. We'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98 PXY.